The Amalekites were a tribe that Israel had to overcome in order to take over that part of Israel where they eventually settled. And we don't know much about them, but they kind of symbolize in this story those various stumbling blocks, obstacles that are always in front of us, and we never get rid of all of them. And the unjust judge in the gospel story symbolizes the very same thing, that we don't always get justice, even if we deserve it. And things don't always work out smoothly in our lives. There's always something ahead of us that becomes a stumbling block. And there are things that we can't control, that we have to rely on God. And so our prayer is a recognition of our own inability to conquer the enemies that we have around us, in front of us. That there are things that we simply have to turn over to God. So what are those things in our time? You know, terrorism would be something that just seems to overwhelm us. We don't know what to do about it exactly. And we know that the government is doing certain things, and we know that there are certain things we can do. Active shooters, you know, tornadoes. There are things that just happen in our lives that we can't control. And so we turn those over to God in prayer. And Jesus encourages his disciples to be persistent in that prayer, to not give up, to don't grow weary because you don't get it immediately. Be like the widow who is persistent in bothering the judge. Now, there are two points being made here. One is, if you see the judge as the adversary that won't give her justice, if he finally gives her justice because of her persistence, then how much more will God give us justice when we ask God? It's similar to a parable about the woman, when Jesus says, if you who are sinners know how to give good things for your children, would give them an egg if they ask for an egg, a fish if they ask for a fish, then how much more will your Heavenly Father give you what you are asking? So there's that point. But if you see the woman as Christ, as God, it's similar to the parable of the woman with the lost coin. She searches the house, turns everything upside down until she finds it, and then rejoices over that lost coin. This woman is a kind of an image for God. How? Because she is the least in that society. The poor widow is at the bottom rung of that culture. And Christ takes the last place. He's born in a stable. He has nowhere to lay his head. He suffers on the cross for our salvation. So this woman pleads in the lowest position, and she bothers the injustice. She just persistently, without growing weary, attacks it through prayer. And so she becomes like Christ, who takes the last place and conquers death by allowing death to overcome him temporarily, and then he resurrects from it. This is a story about belief in the long picture. Belief in something that's more than what we get in this life, but it persists on into the next life. Hope is about our not growing weary in prayer. It's about our ability to see beyond the immediate situation and see that God's justice is going to win out in the end over every evil, even though it doesn't seem like it in the present moment, even though we are tempted to grow weary, tempted to give up, tempted to just endure it silently. Christ gives us that hope. That's what the resurrection really does for us. It tells us that there's more than what we experience here, that God's justice is never ending, and that God's love for us goes all the way to the death. We're praying for justice in our world. We're praying for justice for those who are oppressed. We're praying for our own justice. But we're also praying for justification, which comes from the same word. And justice and righteousness in the Old Testament has to do with relationship. It's right relationship with God. And so we're praying for our own justification, that our relationship with God would be just and true and right. And how does that happen? It happens by becoming one with Him who is justice itself, Christ. And so we come into communion with Christ. Our relationship is not only righteous in the sense of, you know, our living just lives. It's righteous in the sense that we are baptized into Him, that our justice is God's justice, that we're not talking just about human justice here. We're talking about divine justice that has been breathed into me by my baptism, that I live in the presence and the very life and grace and love of God. And so therefore, I am capable of a justice that this world cannot give. That fills me with hope. It fills me with the ability to believe that I can conquer all things in Christ, that I can overcome the unfairness in this world and in this life, that these things will not defeat me, that I am going to resurrect from all of these deaths, and I will live forever with God.